You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, and it is Wednesday, the 7th of October, 2020. Time for our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. And joining us by phone today, Jake Ruckman, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Jake.
Hi, how are you today?
Not bad, not bad. So the last week or so, some rain, but nothing super heavy in the past few days.
No, actually, it's actually been quite drier than what we would typically expect for fall thus far.
How did the Petersburg area finish out September for precipitation and temperature and all that?
Going with, as I just said, the month of September was exceptionally dry in Petersburg. What is typically normal for the month would be 13.65 inches of precip, and at the airport you only measured 5.4 for the entire month, so less than half of what would normally be anticipated. As far as temperatures, climactic normal average temperature is 50.5 degrees, and you came in just slightly above that at 51.6 for the month.
So in the middle part of this week, we're seeing some pretty dense fog in this area. Is that expected to continue?
I would expect if you're getting it right now, it'll clear out probably before too long. However, I do anticipate that you will be seeing it again Thursday morning as well.
Okay. We're also seeing some forecast temperatures dropping down to the 30s in the numbers, it looks like.
Yes, it is that time of year where we're going to start getting down near that freezing mark.
Have you seen frost in southeast?
We have in some areas more to the north. We haven't necessarily seen it down near Petersburg yet.
So what's coming up in the near term on the horizon for this weekend?
This is actually kind of an interesting thing because we're in kind of a typical fall pattern where we're between systems. And we are anticipating that another typical fall system will be impacting the region come to Thursday evening into Friday. However, behind it, we actually have the remnants of a tropical system that's migrated all the way from the Western Pacific. It actually had some impacts on Japan over a week ago. And thus, you know, it's kind of a hectic looking forecast as our forecast models, they tend to have trouble figuring out what to do with systems like this. However, what I can tell you is I would expect it's going to be a rainy weekend. I don't see anything in the future foretelling, you know, any sort of, you know, heavy rain or any enormous totals as far as precip for the weekend. As far as the wind forecast, we'll still have to continue evaluating the situation. However, with the inner channels, we are not currently expecting any sort of hazardous wind. That would be more reserved for, you know, further south and for the coastal areas.
So a big question mark of where that the remnants of that system is going to go?
In a way, we know it's going to get wet. But as far as, you know, the actual track of it, yes. And that could have an impact on the wind forecast for sure. But again, it's not looking very likely that you're going to see much of in the way of impactful wind in Petersburg.
Okay. Anything else important to highlight this week?
Well, I mean, as far as what as I mentioned earlier, you know, and you reiterated, you do have some fog. That's going to be the big impact for the week that I can foresee. So, you know, tell your listeners, you know, if you have to be out traveling, by all means, use caution if you have reduced visibilities.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the time, Jake. We'll talk to you or someone else there at the National Weather Service next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Joe.